Thank you, Lord Jesus the Christ. We thank you for all your love. And we thank you for your death on the cross. We thank you, Jah Jesus, for creating our body. We thank you for also creating this earth, this dynamic earth that can withstand all kinds of sin. It's through your intelligence that you did this. And you pleaded to the Father that we may have salvation here to become gods and goddesses. And we thank you for that. Now, as I switch to the inner God within me, Jah Jesus, that's the name of the Holy Ghost within me. I thank you for your protection. I thank you for your power of protection, your aurora of living light. I thank you for keeping me healthy. Thank you for being the God that's closer than hands and feet. Thank you that you put your Father's Spirit within us that we may grow and glow and become gods and goddesses of this earth. That was your plan. And I thank you for healing our bodies if we need help. Everything comes from the Christ within, and we talk to it. It glorifies us. It talks to us. We at community. It is our holy helper. And we thank you for that. So be it. Namaste. Amen.
Glory to Jesus Christ Almighty. Welcome, welcome to Son of God University. This is Son of God University, start with the S-U-N of God University, where the truth of the Almighty is being spoken. We welcome you all around the world. Welcome you from the great sunshine Shangri-La, Thailand, all the way from the Philippine Islands, in Los Angeles, California, in Louisiana, all over the world. We welcome you to the great, beautiful message of truth. And we are here today to magnify, to lift up the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And we're going to talk about exciting things, the things that will thrill you. Why was there a war in heaven? What caused the war in heaven? What was the purpose of the war in heaven? All things are going to become as we magnify the great name of Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus, baby. Jesus, baby. So as we start talking about the war in heavens, now we talked about at Tividong last 2 weeks ago as far as being in the garden, and we talked about how we had this DNA experiment as far as at Tividong. He was a god on earth, a junior god serving the Almighty God. So as the DNA experiment took place, as the Father took the DNA out, he created Lilith. Now, we're going to go back some. We talked about Lilith before, but this is a key thing to the war in heaven. Lilith, she's the one that she took the fruit. It was prohibited to take the fruit in the garden. Jehovah, Jesus had rules and regulations. Do not eat this fruit, the fruit of knowledge. She took the fruit. She ate it. Now, when you eat it, basically we talked about it was like a marijuana fruit. And so she took the fruit. She ate it. Her chakras opened illegally. She levitated to the heavens. Because, see, on Adam and Eve's day, the heavens are open. And you can see Jehovah, Lord Jesus Christ, Michael, Gabriel. You can see all the heavenly hosts. So as she levitated up there, she got in Jehovah's face, Allah Jehovah's face, and start going on. She put her hand on her hip. You know how the nigga bites do. She put her hands on the hips.
And then she struck in and she started doing the finger all in his face, talking about how she should have Jesus' place. And she is worthy to do it. Now, this happens many of times. It didn't just happen one time, like I said before. This happened a lot of times. Allah, Jehovah, he's really patient, you know. But sooner or later, he got ticked off because he was doing, because the heavens were silent. Watch this nigga bitch come up there and she says all this stuff, you know. And you don't know, you don't want Jehovah. He don't even want to talk about it anymore. But she came up there, and matter of fact, it was so bad, a lot of stuff I can't say, but it was so bad that she blasphemed the Holy Ghost. Now, that's an unforgivable sin. Meanwhile, in the heavens, Hillel, he's third in charge. He was in charge of the heavenly host, the singing choirs. He had the thought in his mind he wanted to take Jesus' place, that he should be up there. See, Jesus is a major figure here, major. In all religions, Jesus is a major. In Buddhism, Jesus is major. In Mohammedism or Islam, whatever, Jesus is major. It's in all the books. Krishna, Lord Krishna, Jesus. Lord Zoroaster, Jesus. We can go on and on. But anyway, as we come back to this, he wanted to take over. So he was putting out there that he should be in charge. But it was an announcement. Jehovah had an announcement that he was put his son, Jesus, as king. Now, in the heavens, it was a storm. Mainly, it was the angels. They did not like that. What the hell is he going to do? That's what they're saying. Why is he up there? And then after that, he claimed, check this out. The Father Jehovah said, he's equal to me. And that really got a storm going. Then Michael, the archangel, had to come because it was like a riot, you know. And the best is yet to come, you know, of his lordship, his kingship, his godship. It was all in the state there. Then, check this out. The Father said, every human that comes to earth will have the Christ-like within them. Now, when you have this Christ-like within them, that's saying that you can become a God. Now, things really got messy then. That's when the war broke out. They did not want to do that because, check this out, if that happens, they will have to serve you. Angels are servants of God. Angels are servants of even humans, to a extent. But of God, they are servants. They do our bidding. They are servants of us. And they did not want to hear that. And so the riot broke out. I mean, it was major war. Michael and his army. Now, you talking about armies. It was some army. It's nothing like on earth. So basically, they had to come in, and they threw all of them. Now, it's still coming to earth. I'm going to have my brother get into that. But they had all of them came to earth without a celestial body. They got knocked to the earth. And then the earth was a perfect state. But see, when you get a negative vibration, they fail. They have body. The earth start going in turmoil. That's why you see in the scriptures how they had to come and Jesus and Jehovah had to come and recreate. It started, tsunami started, volcano started, earthquake started. You got negative vibrations coming down here. And so all this stuff started. And we talked about a little about that last week, how that happened. Meanwhile, Lilith, she was going up there too, telling them about Jesus, that he's not worthy. What is he doing? She was getting stuff started. She found out Hillel was on her side, so she said, oh, maybe I'll be in his kingdom. Meanwhile, she was bringing people down on earth here, angels that had fell down here, say, oh, look at what I got down here. And she was falling. She was becoming more or less beautiful all the time. At Tevedon, known as Adam, pleaded to the Father, Jehovah, I do not want to have children by her. I do not. He pleaded, and the Father granted it. because, remember, she blasphemed the Holy Ghost. And it takes time for that. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes a long time for that to happen. So I'm telling you, for a period of time, I'm just speeding it up. And she came down, and matter of fact, in the negative kingdom, she was a queen on earth. You know, they put her as queen because she brought these angels down here, and she was like a queen down here to the negative force, not in the Jehovah's kingdom. But that's what happened then.
Exactly. You got that with my brother, because see, Lucifer, which was Haleo, the morning cherub, he became Lucifer. Oh, Lucifer, how art thou fallen from heaven? The book of Isaiah declares. And that Lucifer became Satan, the devil, and he lost his party because he rejected the truth of the Almighty God, and he rejected the statement that was given in the book of Hebrews, the first chapter, verse 6, when God said, let all my angels and all my human spirits and every being worship my beloved Son, Jah Jesus. And when Jesus came into the world, which would be around the first Christmas season, approximately 2,000 years ago, that's when it would become full effect to worship Jesus. Well, those Satan and his Nicolaitan angels fallen, when they did not want to follow the procedure. So therefore, they say, we rebel against you, Almighty God, Jehovah, and we will not serve your Son. And so therefore, they had a stirrup in the heavenly, called what they called the war of heaven. And so therefore, Michael and his archangels battle against Satan and his angels, because Satan, when he fell, 1/3% took a fall. And like my brother said, there is, that 33% is still falling to the earth to this day, as it is verified in Genesis, the 6th chapter, about the Nephilim that are coming to earth, how fallen angels are coming out to have sexuality with humankind today to make giants and monstrosity and two-headed humans and all kind of strange activities and graves. So therefore, the whole deal was Jesus. You see, my beloved, my beautiful ones, it is a major thing to worship the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus. It is very major to praise Jesus, Jesus. And these people, they have a hard time. They, you know, they have a nameless God. They don't give no name. They don't give no credit to the Son of God. Because another thing that they have to recognize, that the Lord Jesus Christ was slain before the foundation of the world. Jesus gave his life in the heavenly realm as a glorified celestial spirit being. And when they saw that, when the jealous ones saw that, they were upset because they figured that, wait a minute, this guy giving his life, he's going to be the one that they're going to have to worship on the earth. And God, Jesus, we don't want to serve him. But guess what? You have to serve him, baby, if you want to have happiness and joy. And so Satan and his gang, they found out April Fool's, because they were trying to be tricked that Jesus would not be worshipped. But see, the Almighty God gave the etiquette way back in that time that Jesus Christ, the divine Son of the Father, will be worshipped and will be glorified and will be exalted. And so, therefore, all these things begin to happen. And Lilith, when she fell, she was once kind of beautiful, but once she kept blaspheming against the Holy Ghost and going up against the Father, her beauty began to fade. She has no comparison of the beauty like Laiva had, the other ones that God created that took out the Adam. See, these are hidden records that you won't find in the King James Version or the New World Translation or many Bibles, but the Vatican has a lot of these secrets. And the Vatican reports, they have a lot of these secrets, and you have to do the research. But anywho, in this day and age, the main thing is to recognize that Jesus Christ must be glorified. Jesus Christ, divine Son of God, has the powerful name and must be worshipped, because through that worship and praise and happiness, you feel good inside. And so we were spirit children in the heavens. We all saw this. All of us up there, you, me, Don, all of us, we had a ball. We were excited about Jesus Christ being crowned as the King of Glory. We were excited that Jesus Christ would be the Savior who would die on the tree, that all humankind can come to God through Jesus Christ and be excited. And so therefore, but there was a few jealous ones up there. And so that's what caused the commotion, because remember, the angels, they got the choice to this day. They can stay holy and be perfect, or they can take the fall. They can come down and go against the Creator of the universe, just like humankind. So the good news about that God gives everybody an individual choice, a divine choice. You have a choice to serve Jesus Christ, or you can reject Jesus Christ. You have a choice to stay healthy, or you can become an old Sadok. You have a choice to be young, or you can become old. You have a choice to become healthy, or you can become sickly. It's all up to you, my beloved. So therefore, but follow the divine principles of the Holy Spirit, of Jesus Christ Almighty, all things work together for the good to them that love Jesus Christ. So therefore, as we magnify this great creator of the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ, the majestic Son of God, who is creator right with the Father, who is in equality with the Father, so therefore the heavens, they give praise to Jesus. and the devils couldn't take it, so they had to fall to the earth. And so, therefore, the good news today that we have hope at Jesus Christ Almighty, Jesus Christ, because as we call on that name, then we get filled with the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And that is mightily important, because if you don't have the Spirit of Jesus Christ, you are none of His. And so, therefore, to get excited, to get the feeling of the power, you will feel the Spirit of Jesus Christ. This is why we are proclaiming today, June 16, 2013, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ of the New Age, as the beginning of our summer revival. Our summer revival is going on all month, the rest of June, all July, all August, all September, and may continue. And this is like every program we do will be live for the next 4 months, because we feel that the necessity to magnify the name of the Son of God, Jah Jesus Christ, to be glorified, Jah Jesus Christ, to be exalted, Jah Jesus Christ, to be praised. When you have any problem in your life, when you have devils trying to attack you, you call upon the name of Jesus Christ, because the name of the Son of God has all power, all glory, all life, all enthusiasm.
You got that right. Jah Jesus, baby. Yes, that name is powerful. That name, it ignites the atoms within your cells. It is powerful. Jah Jesus. That's like we said before, when they had the wall up there and they were shouting, Jah Jesus. The wall fell because of Jah Jesus. They were saying, God, that was the God. That is the true God of the new age. Jah Jesus. There's records here in Oregon, Washington, that states Jah Jesus is the powerful name of the universe here on planet Earth. We need to get in tune with that. Remember, as I said before, that Holy Ghost that's within you, that you praise and you magnify, you call on that name, Jah Jesus. That's his name. That's the vibration that you carry. Jah Jesus, baby. Just like, see, Jah Jesus has been around. Even like the Rastafarians, they say Jah Rastafari. What does it mean? Jah, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Who is that? Before they got to Haile Selassie, it was Jah Jesus. The people up in the mountains, they meditate a lot. They be still a lot. They found out Jah Jesus. Then it got changed at the negative force put in their mouth. Then they start taking the marijuana stuff. Then they start saying, oh, Haile Selassie. They fell down. The same as Krishna, Hare Krishna, Lord Krishna. You know, Prabhupada came. It was Christ consciousness. He changed it to Krishna consciousness. See, everything is around the Son of God. This is his planet. Remember, AD, BC is no other being on earth that does that. Christmas is major throughout the whole world. Why it is? Jah Jesus. And we're going to have a major Christmas program. It's going to blow your mind, because you guys don't know nothing about Christmas. It was millions of people here at the birth. And the sky was just illuminated with the Christ energy. It was nothing like you thought it was. We get into the hidden records. There's no program on the earth like Son of God University. I mean, Son of God, S-U-N, the power, the light of Jesus the Christ. He's a being of glory. He's the being that pleaded to the Father to have this salvation plan. He's the one that put the Father's Holy Ghost energy inside each of us. So we are in church all the time. If you're scared, go to church, but know that you are always in church. You're walking in the power of Jesus Christ. You have that inside you. You have that living force energy inside. It tells you what to do. It tells you who to marry. It tells you what to eat. It tells you every millisecond of your life. Once you get that baptism, we're going to go through how to become saved, what they call, because a lot of people are confused. Oh, they go this. I'm going to have my brother start on that. But, you know, if you're saved, you don't get saved, basically, until you are transfigured, until you are a God. If you die, you miss the mark, plain and simple. It may be a shock. You miss the mark because you can't live forever in your sins. So you have to go one way or the other. Nobody wants to die. He created this good body. Why in the hell would you want to die? You know, think about it. Why? He created this body, and it can contain all kind of sin. That's why it's so rugged. People on drugs, people do this. You're still ticking. You know, this body can take it. The earth can take all kinds of stuff. It's no planet in the universe like planet Earth. This is Jah Jesus' favorite planet. He came in human form as a God. This is the only planet. He fills this planet. He fills each one of you. I don't care what you've done. Come to him. He is the God of this planet, and the Father backs him up. And you don't want to deal with his judgments, angels. But
you get that right, baby. The name of the game is to come up with the retain, but that's what the devil's in place and exalt the supreme name, God Jesus, baby. Because that great name of authority, the great name of power, the scripture says in the book of Acts, the 4th chapter, verse 12, it says, and of those who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they shall be saved. And there is no other name under heaven given among whereby man can be saved than the glorious name of God Jesus. Now, the name Jah is found in the book of in the book of the Psalms 68, chapter verse 4 in the King James Version. O thou, O most high Jah, over all the earth. In the New World Translation of the Holy Scriptures, their translation, they have the name Jah all through the Bible in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, like it's supposed to be. And so therefore, the truth is the truth. You know in your heart that the inner spirit is quickening you to glorify Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. Because when you call upon that divine name, righteous holy name, you feel pure. You feel hope. You feel a sacredness about it. And the scripture says, like we said yesterday season, Acts the 2nd chapter, verse 38, then Peter said unto them, repent every one of you heathens and be baptized in the name of Jah Jesus Christ for the remission or forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So whatever coast you are on, you can receive the Holy Ghost that is greater than French toast and more nutritious than beef pot roast. You need this power. Now, this power is the inner Christ, the God within, as Jesus called it, the Father within you. Everybody came with this power. In the book of the St. John, chapter 1, and verse 9, and by the way, I don't read scripture. I just quote them because we don't want to bore you out with reading, you know, take a time to read. And another thing, we don't practice what we're going to say. We be moving by the Holy Spirit of Christ. You wonder, how do they have this so down pat the way they do it? We don't. The energy of Jesus Christ has it down pat inside of us. And once we get together, we just move and groove with the deal and feel and the thrill, and it just comes on. And you know that it is for real. So, my beautiful beloved ones, yes, it is fun being righteously saved or sanctified in the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It is not with a long, long face or bald head or some rigid rules that makes you a Christian or a worshiper of Jesus Christ. It is one who is hip, who is one who is excitement, one who is vibrant, one who is youthful. You can have long hair, medium hair, you can wear long dresses, short dresses, you can dress like a girly boy or a girly girl. It is all what counts on the within. You can dress with bright colors. You don't have to have all drabby colors, wearing an oatmeal hat, looking like an old geezer, because this jubilation of Jesus Christ is real. Now, as you repent to Jesus, you call on Jesus Christ. Very simple. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, sweetheart, darling baby. I ask you to forgive me for my sins. Please forgive me for oral sex or whatever the situation may be. And speaking of oral sex, the movie star, they had it on the ABC News the other night. Matter of fact, we spoke on the particular Sunday, the negative side of oral sex. And Michael Douglas, he came on and he gave us permission. He came up with his name to let the people know, hey, do not do oral sex. He was having sex with the man orally, and he got throat cancer. So to show you what we're teaching you, and you can find all these laws in the book of Leviticus, the healthy book. That's the health book law of the Torah, of the Old Testament scripture. And the book of the Torah is eternal because the laws of health are for your health. They are eternal. And so to get into that, to update you with the people that testify that the movie star, he said, do not do oral sex. I tell you, I want other people to know because it causes cancer. So therefore, that is a verification that what we told you the yesterday's truth is truth. Like I say, your insides bear witness to what is happening. Now, as you talk to Jesus Christ Almighty, and don't be afraid to talk to Jesus. Don't be allergic to talk to Jesus. I don't know what's the matter with some of the Christians or some of these pimp preachers. They're not telling their parishioners to follow Jesus Christ. They're not telling them to go to the long-haired God, Jesus. Like my brother said, this particular holy God, this hip God, this divine on-fire God greater than Michael Jackson, and we love Michael Jackson, and all that good stuff. But I want you to recognize that Jesus Christ is a lover. Once you know that, then you're on the right pathway. Jesus is a lover of every human being on this planet. There is no sin too big or too medium that you cannot be forgiven. And once you talk to the Son of God and you cry out to God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, great Jesus Christ, I am sorry for my foolishness. Whatever the crime or the sin or what you have done, I guarantee if you come with the honest heart and the real intent by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ will forgive you. You see, because Jesus is a hip God. He's a lover. He loves humankind, and he wants all the people to come into the kingdom. Now, as you repent of your sin or ask Jesus to forgive you and you make a change, you ask Jesus for the power, then the Holy Ghost comes, or the Holy Spirit, a spirit just the thought of the Heiligen Geist, the eternal energy, the vibrant force, the cosmic fire, the energy of the universe. That power is real, I guarantee you. It is so real, it will protect you from house break-ins, it will protect you from car wrecks, it will protect you from death. It is the life giver. It is the active force of jubilation. And so, therefore, the main thing when you receive Jesus Christ's sacrifice on the cross of the blood that was shed for you and for all the people, and so, therefore, you cry to Jesus, cry out to Jesus, and then Jesus forgive you. You come to Jesus, then you ask Jesus for his Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit, I guarantee you, sweetheart, it is so powerful. It is so friendly. It is the friendliest Holy Ghost you have ever witnessed. It is nothing scary. It is all protective, all comfort, all help. It will guide you and it will direct you in every which way. That power is so strong. That power is real. It gives you the joy in your consciousness. And people say, well, if the people love Jesus, are they happy people? Of course we're happy chicks. Yes, we're excited. We are excited. That's why we're going on the summer revival. That could go all the summer long on every live program, because this truth is very simple. As you come to Jesus, as the scripture says in the book of the St. John, the first chapter and verse 12, it says, "And to many as come to Jesus Christ, to them gave he become the sons of God." You can become a son of God, a daughter of God, a child of the living creator. And so therefore, you are somebody because you belong to the King of the universe. Becoming saved or repentant is like my brother said, it's a process. You change your life through the light of Jesus Christ, and then you live every day. The purification, you ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Nobody is saved until the end, because everybody has to be tested and tried and the spiritual growth. And so therefore, as you live this joyous life and you live a day by day, and say something happened and you happen to fall, you smoke a blunt or something or drink some Hennessy or whatever the situation may come, and the weakness come, call on Jesus. Call on Jesus. Jesus is a merciful God. Jesus say, and the scripture says in the book of the epistles of John, that if a person will come to Jesus, Jesus Christ is faithful and just to forgive you from all unrighteousness, my beautiful beloved sweethearts. This is fun fi. This is joy. Joy is of the saints, and who could put them on but they alone?
You got that right, Jesus, baby. And we're going to get ready to take a break. Don't know what to do.
Yeah, baby.
Right here. So it's all about Jesus, baby. Jesus is the King. He's the reigning King. He's the Lord of Lords.
Yes.
He is the conquering line of Judah on this planet. So we should receive that. We should know that. And we should go for it as we take this break. Thank you, Don.
Yes, we'll be back in a few moments. Point.
We never spend time talking to you, so we figure we'd lay it on you, let you know how we feel about love. Paint a pretty smile each day. Loving is a blessing, yeah. Never let it fade away. It's all about love, yeah. Feel yourself a true romance. Beauty that's around you.
Thank you.
Jesus, baby. Jesus. We're back on the scene here. Just like my brother said, we're having the summer revival. It's every other week live here on BBS Radio, the internet radio. And you want to stay tuned because it's going to be some great subjects. Getting back to what my brother said, he was stating as far as how you become saved and sanctified. Like going through it again. Basically, you accept the Lord Jesus Christ. You have forgiveness for all your sins, the sorrow of your heart. You may cry or whatever, go through the motion. After that, you ask for his blessed Holy Ghost. Now, the Holy Ghost, it could be anywhere. Thecla got the Holy Ghost, you know, just by being where she is. Sometimes you have somebody anointed with the hands, with that has the power. Sometimes you could be in a church, a physical building. Sometimes you can be in nature. You can be wherever the Holy Ghost can come. And believe me, when the Holy Ghost comes, it's pure fire energy. The energy just penetrates your being. You're vibrating. You can't move. You will know the baptism. You will feel the baptism. You will feel the cleansing. It purges all sins as it comes into your being. It releases all negativity. A lot of people that were on drugs, a lot of times they have to go through that baptism of the Holy Ghost because it will cut through the chase. It will relieve them of all those sins. You won't have no desire for any kind of drugs anymore or whatever kind of sin that you're in. Remember, we're all sinners on this planet. We all have something to work on. So as we get this baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of fire, the cosmic energy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, you can only come through him. You have to come through him to get it. You have to praise his name to get it. As you praise and worship Jesus, then the Holy Ghost will come. You have to ask for it. Ask and you will receive. It just don't come by you thinking. You got to ask for it. You got to search and find. You got to do that. As you do it, the Holy Ghost will come. And as you start getting the Holy Ghost, that baptism, the first initial of the Holy Ghost, you're going to want more. That's just the first initiation. And then you start walking in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. What I mean walking in the power, that means like demons have to leave. If any kind of negative forces, they'll be running. You'll put them on the run because you have the power. And if any come, you say, in the name of Jesus, my great elder brother, they'll get the hell out. They will move. They have to move. The name is powerful. Our sweet Lord Jesus is a powerful being. He's the power of the earth. And we can't say that enough because it's not being magnified. That's why Jesus Christ have Son of God. A lot of times I say it and I spell it out. It's S-U-N. It's not S-O-N. It's the power and light of Jesus Christ. And that power, we're emphasizing more and more because most people are not getting into it. They're praising the Son. That's good. But now you got to switch to the inner God. And he's happy when you switch to the inner God. The Father is happy when you switch to that God, because it is closer than hands and feet. It says, I will write my on the tablets of your heart, his laws. He's in you. Everything is in you. Everything you need, you're equipped. You're totally equipped. He made you totally equipped. You know, basically, you are in church. Remember, the Holy Ghost, as you read the scriptures, it teaches you all things. It tells you what's wrong. It tells you what books to read. It tells you everything. Depend on that guy. That guy is so valuable. I mean, basically, I can't live without it. I mean, on your job, it's going to help you on your job. It's just not something to hoop and holler in church. Basically, you take this wherever you go. On driving on the road, it say, may go this way. You go that way to avoid an accident. You don't know what. You got to pay attention to that voice of God. Remember, it's the word of God in you. It's the one that's telling you what to do. Sometimes you say, I thought to do that. I felt to do it. You did it. That was the Holy Ghost telling you. Now, as you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it becomes louder and more clear. In the first initial stage before you get it, everybody has the feeling because everybody has the Christ light in them. So everybody has that. But when you get the baptized of the Holy Ghost, that baptism, then you will really feel it. You will really know it. And you will start activating. And then all negative stuff has to flee. Not that your life will be perfect, but your work memory says, be as perfect as the Father. Jesus wouldn't say something that can't be done. Now, you can come be, you can be perfect in the Holy Ghost. You find yourself loving your enemies. You can't do that. You can read all books all throughout the universe, as Maurice White just sung about love. Love is the key. If you don't have love, you're sounding brass. You're nothing. You gotta have love. You know, you love your enemies. You don't have hate. It takes out the hate. It takes out the jealousy. It helps you forgive. The Holy Ghost does that. As you praise it and thank it and use that name, it purifies your consciousness. That's the only purification. You can take any kind of class you want. You can take any kind of book and read it and everything. You're not going to get nowhere. You find yourself doing all this stuff. You're not going anywhere. You're not getting anywhere. Let me tell you the simple way. My yoke is easy, as the Lord Jesus Christ. Take it. The Holy Ghost is in you. Get the fire baptism. As you get that, you're on your way. It's like you, 440. You're starting up that thing. Boom. Now you're moving, baby. You're rocking. You're rolling. And you're rolling in power. And you're rolling in joy and happiness. And my brother's going to get in there. Then you start doing you start having the fruits of the Spirit. You can tell who's a Christian by the fruits of the Spirit, as my brother get into that.
Did you say, my beloved brother, that you can pray to the Holy Ghost?
You can pray to the Holy Ghost. You can talk to, you should be praying to the Holy Ghost. You should not, Jesus, you can pray to Jesus, but let it be known. Jesus wants you to pray to the Holy Ghost, my brother. He wants you to talk to the Holy Ghost. He wants you to have communion with it. That makes him happy. He's jumping up for joy.
Oh, sweet Holy Ghost. Oh, baby doll, I love you. I treasure you. I adore you. I glorify you. I honor you. I thank you, divine Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, for living inside of my temple being. I thank you for your kindness. I thank you for the baptism. I thank you for all your compassion. I love you, inner Christ. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for flowing in my lungs right now. I thank you for flowing in my heart, in my esophagus, in my trachea. Thank you, beloved helper, for flowing inside of my appendix. I thank you for my tonsils. I thank you for flowing in my colon. I thank you for flowing in my bladder, in my lungs and kidneys. And I thank you for the prostate gland. Thank you for the thyroid gland. Oh, Holy Spirit, I thank you for my inner mind and outer mind. I thank you for the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, for the superconscious mind blending into the supreme mind. Thank you, sacred Holy Spirit, for living inside of our bloodstream. Thank you for flowing all through our arteries, veins, through our capillaries, our semen, our testosterone, our brain cells. Thank you for the eyes. Thank you for flowing in our nervous system. We thank you, most Holy Spirit. You see, my beloved, you can talk to Holy Spirit.
Ken Johnson, Ohio, line 2.
Inspired to praise the Holy Spirit. It is a reality to be in love with this power. Because when you praise the Holy Spirit, like my brother say, Jesus is lifted up highly. Jesus is excited. Why? Is it true, my brother, that Jesus baptizes with the Holy Spirit?
Yes, Jesus is the only one that can baptize with the Holy Spirit. That's why you have to acknowledge him. He's the gateway. So you have to acknowledge this Lord Jesus Christ. This is some being. The Father is always bragging on his Son, because his Son is the bottom boom, baby.
I thought you can get the Holy Ghost from Sai Baba.
Yeah, you know, many have that thought. Well, I'm sorry to say that's the wrong thought. But, you know, many people, they think they can do it. But, you know, all I would say is try it. You know, the love of Jesus Christ. Try the love of Jesus Christ. You know, you don't have to. You have a free will. That's the thing about in Jesus Christ's kingdom. God, Jesus Christ. You have free will. And that's why this country was built on free will. That's why everybody wants to come here. It was those founding fathers was in contact with the Lord Jesus Christ and his angels and his beings. You know, there's so many beings on earth, like Melchizedek. Yeah, that brother. Now, Melchizedek, remember, at first, he didn't have any ties on the earth, you say, without father or mother. But, you know, nowadays, see, what's happening on that is that they with the Abraham, it was Melchizedek. Melchizedek is Jesus' brother, and if you don't know. and the Father Jehovah. They all went to Abraham. They always had communion with Abraham. This Abraham has some great beans with him. But anyway, this as far as right now, Jesus has turned this planet over to Melchizedek. Jesus has done his thing. He came. He died. Now, see, Jesus, everybody is moving up. Yeah. So he gave his brother. His brother took flesh. So his brother's down here now, and his brother's dealing with this stuff. Now, his brother, when I saw him last, he was very, very feminine, very girly, very, you wouldn't even know who he is, very disguised. But his brother's now here taking on the role of getting this planet in line. And basically, it's the Holy Ghost that's going to be doing all the things as far as correction. That's why we talk about the Holy Ghost so much. It's the one that's going to purge you. It's the one that's going to tell you to do wrong. It's the one that's going to get on your case when you do wrong. Right. This is the age of Holy Ghost and fire, as my brother's going to get into.
Yes, that is right, my loving brother, and also the beautiful listeners, that this power, this sacred Holy Ghost, is a blesser of all humankind. We are temple of Holy Ghost, which we have of God. This purified power lives inside of flesh bodies. And the only way you can live forever is to possess this Holy Spirit, this Holy Ghost power, the Christ light, the cosmic fire, the divine active force, the jubilant spirit of Jesus Christ. This divine energy, the light of Christ is faster than the speed of light itself, what they call, the scientists say, light travels at 186,000 miles per second. The light of glory is flowing all through the universe. And so therefore, with this light, this power, you can have the happiness. You can have the joy, like we said, of good health. John 3, chapter verse 2 says, I would... the epistle, correction, the epistle of John, 3 John, verse 2. I would above all that you prosper in health, as even in thy soul prosper. So therefore, health is a major gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, you heard me talking to the Holy Spirit, giving love and grace and gratitude and praise about the inner courts and the inner organs and all that good stuff. The Holy Spirit is in charge of your physical body, if you permit. That is the function of the Holy Spirit, to guide and direct your organs and to make you happy and healthy and to make you energized. This Holy Spirit domain or throne room is the subconscious mind, which is the most corrupt mind in the human body. And so therefore, with the help of the Holy Spirit, and as we pray to Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, thank you, baby, for purifying my subconscious mind. Thank you for letting me get rid of all those old evil memories and grudges that I hold against so-and-so and Susie Q. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that I forgive those who are against me. Thank you, Holy Helper, that I am now becoming purified. See, this power, this joy, this Holy Spirit is our helper every second, every millisecond. We cannot survive without it. Just like the fish cannot survive without water, humans cannot survive without air, we cannot survive without Holy Spirit. That's a fact. That's the truth. This power, this glory, because that was the major stink up in the heavens when the war happened, that they didn't want the devils and the Lilith and various ones, and not want people to receive the revelation of Holy Spirit, the light of Jesus Christ. You see, because when you, like we said earlier, when you get the light of Jesus Christ, you have the quality to become a God. As Jesus said in the book of John, 10th chapter, it says, know ye not, ye are gods, unto whom the light of Christ cometh. Some versions say the word of God, the word is the light within. And so therefore, in Psalms 82nd chapter, it also says the same thing. Jesus said, did I not say ye are gods, unto whom the word of God cometh, or the light of Christ cometh? So therefore, with this helper within, you praise this jubilant power. Like my brother said, this is Jesus' will. This is Jehovah's will. This excites the gods in the heavens that we give glory to the Spirit that he has placed within us. After all, in the book of the first origin and Genesis, it says, in the Spirit of God, Elijah moved on the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. So everything was formed out of this energy. We were formed out of the energy. You study science. That's why Son of God University is where spirituality and science meet together. And we unite the truth and the facts and the truth blend together, and you cannot deny what is. You cannot deny the sacred spirit of intelligence, because people have the intelligence within them to do things. They hear and they feel that inner voice moving them. Like it was stated, don't do this, don't do that, or go here, go there. Like a lady in the Oprah Winfrey show, she said the Holy Spirit told her to go shopping and to avert an accident. She said, no, I'm going to go on the road. The Holy Ghost said, go shopping. You like to shop. Most women got the gift of shopping. She turned down what the Holy Ghost said. She had a record. She killed her friend in an accident of a car. And she said, I didn't listen to the voice of the Holy Ghost. So see, this is major, my blessed one. It can mean your life. It can mean your very death. And you can avert negativity. You can avert disasters. You can avert destructions. You can avert all vicissitudes by total dependence upon the Holy Spirit of promise. This Holy Spirit is a reality. It is the love of God manifest in the flesh. It is the love of God's substance, shall we say, that's inside of us. It is the eternal power, the vibration, and yes, we can talk to the Holy Spirit. How do you think the President of the United States of America survived, and how does he make it with all those Republican haters against him? Because he prayed to Holy Spirit. He praises Jesus Christ. He testified when he was running for the presidency many times that he prayed to Jesus. He is not allergic to the Son of God. He recognized that Jesus Christ is the God of the New Testament. He's the God of all ages. He's the God of this earth. And so therefore, with all the joy of Jesus Christ, you magnify Jesus Christ. The name is exalted, and the name of the Holy Ghost, what did we tell you was yesterday week? Jesus Christ, or Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. You keep saying that name over and over, like my brother said, the devils will have to leave you. You got a negative dope fiend, a weakness upon you, or a sexual perversion, or whatever the situation may be. You call on the name of the Holy Spirit, Jesus, 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 whatever language you know. Call on that divine God, and I tell you, because the God within is powerful as can be. This inner Christ light, this inner spirit, this inner power is our joy and our hope. It is the mystery that was hid up before the foundation of the world. Colossians 1:26 and 27, it says, know ye not that Christ in you, the hope of gloria. So therefore, what is our hope and glory? Christ in us. The Christ inside makes our physical bodies young. No one wants to be an old geezer. No one wants to be down and out. No one wants to be wrinkly, senility, and get old. You don't have to, my beloved. You have a choice. You can stay young and beautiful and vibrant, or you can become an old guy or old girl. It's all up to you. But the good news about that, we got the divine choice, and the Holy Spirit is a young power. It's a vibrant energy. You could be 175, running strong and young. You could be 93, looking good and attractive. You could be 25 and look like an old heifer. How can that be? Because the way you live, if you reject the divine Holy Spirit with the promise, then you can become a zillywink. But if you glorify the Holy Spirit with the promise, you become a celebrant, beautiful princess or a prince, a beautiful Cinderella queen. Or, you know, this joy is for the earth. Joy is of the saints. Who could put it up a day alone? The book of Revelation, when they talk about the war in heaven, that, like I told you before, the whole thing about the war in heaven, because the devils did not want the people to receive Holy Spirit. They did not want the people to recognize the vibrant power that Jesus Christ put inside of you. Now, my beloved, beautiful audience, my beloved people on planet Earth, hear the word of truth. Don't be allergic to the Holy Spirit. Call on the Christ energy. Don't be afraid, sweethearts. It is in you. This power is ready to thunder like a 446 pack. Hear me. It's ready, and beyond that, it's ready to zoom forth. Remember, this is the zoom light of Jesus Christ. This zoom light can bring you healing. It can make your heart pump. It can restore organs. It can renew your very cells. I know a lady in the Louisiana that told me, she told me that the people told her she looked younger. She's beginning to look good looking. And why did she become this? She began to look good looking because she was talking to the Holy Spirit. She was calling on the name of Jesus. Jesus, baby. Don't be allergic to Jesus Christ. That is the true and living power.
Jesus, baby. That's the name of power, as my brother says. And a lot of the thoughts in the church, we're going to go back, that if you save, you always save. No, that's not true. Basically, you can fall away. It's a free will. This is a journey. It's not nothing that you just all of a sudden. You're not on. Once you are transfigured, you can't fall.
Right.
But until then, you can fall. You can go back. You can do. Well, remember, it's free will. And so we want to clarify that once on this journey, you may fall. On this journey, some people may just walk away. You know, so you got to stay steadfast. And the powerful name, like my brother say, is Jah Jesus Christ. You got to depend on that name of power. We say Holy Spirit, yes, it's in you, but it has a name. Use the name. The name is powerful. When you're in a dilemma, use the name. Use the. There's no name on the planet Earth that's more powerful than Jah Jesus. That's why we have this major Christmas and Easter. All the holidays are for the Lord Jah Jesus Christ. You know, that's why America is blessed. Why did everybody want to come to America? It's because of that. Jah Jesus Christ put this nation together. It's the new Israel, you know. As Washington up there is the new Jerusalem. Basically, this is a blessed place. But, my brothers and sisters, a lot of us has gotten wrapped up into materialism, as my father said. And so, basically, you feel comfortable. So you kind of put the light of Christ to a back burner, or you put it on the shelf. That's what happened to Activedome in the garden. What happened, he had everything. You know, it was a DNA experiment. Okay, here he comes. This beautiful garden. He has angels to help him. He's looking up to heaven. The heavens is open. You know, those atmosphere, the heavens was open, and you can see Jehovah. You can see John Jesus. You can see the angels and the cherubims. You can see all that. He had it made. He didn't have to go to the light of Christ. He said, God, I can stay here and worship Jehovah. Hey, let me sit back and smoke a blunt and worship. He's not going to really smoke a blunt. This is just a human. But the point is that, hey, let me worship Jehovah. So he got his eyes off the light of Christ. He didn't need it, really. He needed it, but he thought he didn't. And so what happened? Well, Laiva, when she came, she was a beautiful chick. And so his eyes got on her, and that's how come he took the fruit. If he didn't take the fruit, it wouldn't have failed, because man is the God of this planet. So if he didn't take that fruit, it wouldn't have failed. The woman can take it. But the man has to take it because he's the God. And so as soon as he took it, it fell. And man, after that, he wanted to kill himself because he's not used to it. He came back to caves and stuff and had to wear bear skins and all that stuff. He's not used to that. He was living in a rich hotel, kind of like, whoa, what is this? Many times he almost drowned. He killed himself. I mean, he was going through some changes because it was a big difference on the fall, major difference. Major. And so what I'm saying here is that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the inner God, the God within. Yes. Stay true to that, and you will go well with everything you do. Remember, Jesus, and I think too, Jesus, people think Jesus was poor. Remember, it says, seek the kingdom of heaven, and everything will be added unto you. Now, everything, like my brother say, health is the best thing you can have on this planet. If you don't have health, you can't do anything. So let's take care of ourselves. Let's not eat the pig.
Right.
Let's not eat. Even we eat crawdads. We eat lobster. That's not to eat. We eat crab. You know, you're not supposed to eat that because those things were created to purify the oceans. So they purify the oceans, and you're taking all that toxins into yourself. Jah Jesus and Jehovah know what they're saying about these laws. And they are, like my brother said, my loving brother said, they are eternal. So just because they back in the time, they are eternal laws. And you got to follow that book. It says don't eat it, and you stay young, you stay healthy. A lot of times we get sick, it's because our own fault. It's our fault. It's not Jesus' fault. He has the rules and regulations. We have to follow them. And as we follow them, then things will happen better for us. We'll feel better. You know, like we're at 60 or 80 age, so we feel good. It's no big deal. You know, I don't eat that stuff. It says don't eat it. And then when you get in some other books, like The Pearl of Great Price, it says don't even take the coffees, the teas, the hot stuff. That brings you down. That lowers your vibration, you know. Don't do that. So if you want to go to a higher law, you know, that's an even higher law. There's different steps you can take, and we're just giving you different a choice of what you want to do. You make the choice. Remember, you are the commander of your ship, you know. You have the choice to do what you want to do. And it's up to you to follow the rules. It's not up to your mother. It's not up to your father. It ain't to your grandchildren. Everybody is for themselves. You got to come up to Jesus Christ and answer to what's going on here. Not just going and just doing what you want to do.
You get that right, Bobby, because the number again, you got to continue to follow the directive principles of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, you be the bride of Jesus Christ. And you will forever dwell in the light, and you will not have to fight in the night, and you will not be scared of the dark. You see, by glorifying Jesus Christ Almighty energy.
That's it, baby.
Yes.
Another great show. We'll be back every other week live, Son of God University. We're signing off now. Remember, restore that power and get in touch with it. Glorify Jesus, baby. That's what it's about. Jesus. Jesus, baby. That's what it's about.
Jesus.
Jesus.
We'll see you on July the 30th, 2013, for our Independence 4th of July American Holiday Celebration. And we will give some exciting things.
Good day. Namaste.
Namaste.
For same thing to pen, you were separated from the maker, the boss. Pause, take a minute and think about the reconciliator, the peacemaker, ruling over man and his acres. All you God fakers meet the real creator, whose flavor is fruitful, natural, eternal. His word flows with flows.